Hello and welcome into the program. My name is Chris Ryan. This is Growing on the Vine. It's an opportunity for us at 102.5 The Vine FM to have discussions with micro ministry leaders in Southwest Riverside County. Whether you're listening to us on FM radio or on a podcast, thank you so much for being here. So the reason that we do this show is so you can hear from leaders in ministries right here in Southwest Riverside County. And maybe they're ministries that you hadn't heard of before, or maybe there's opportunities at these ministries for you to volunteer or get involved that you didn't know about. In this episode, we're talking to Larry Brummel, Jessica Alexander, and Jeanette Chung of Birth Choice Centers. Birth Choice Centers is a pregnancy resource center, and they help so many people in Southwest Riverside County. We are thankful for what they do on a regular basis, being there for mothers and fathers and bringing life into this world, and simply teaching that there is another option. You're going to learn a lot about Birth Choice in this episode, and we're thankful that you're with us. Larry, what would your business card say as your title at Birth Choice?
Larry Brummel. I'm the Director of Outreach and Donor Development for Birth Choice Pregnancy Centers.
Jessica.
My name is Jessica Alexander, and I am the Center Director of our flagship, Temecula.
Jeanette.
My name is Jeanette Chun, and I'm the CEO of Birth Choice.
Let me take a big, big, big picture. What is Birth Choice Centers, and what does it offer to our community?
Birth Choice Centers is a place where families can come, men, women, and any member of the family, to figure out what to do, possibly with an unplanned pregnancy. But also, it's a place where we believe hope can be provided to someone who's afraid of a pregnancy, unplanned or not. And we want to be able to give them the tools necessary to make wise decisions on their pregnancy as well as their parenting journeys. This is a very valuable commodity that we have, is our families. And if we don't have solid families in our communities, we don't have strong communities. So our hope is to be able to instill them with the tools necessary so they can make wise decisions and be proud of their decisions later on.
Now, you talk about the tools necessary, and sometimes maybe you have younger mothers, younger fathers might not even know what the tools are that they need. Walk me through kind of the offerings of Birth Choice that somebody maybe in that decision-making stage, like, I don't know what to do, but they might not even know what else is offered at Birth Choice when it comes to tools. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, and in fact, that's something that happens often, is people have no idea what we offer, and they come in and they're very shocked at the incredible breadth of services that we have. Obviously, we provide through a referral through a doctor's office in our centers, we can do pregnancy testing and ultrasound for them, which is obviously the discovery phase. We want to find out, are you pregnant, and what do we do from there? We have advocacy that we can provide them to help them walk through the decision-making process, because a lot of people don't even know what an abortion is. They just know it's being unpregnant according to the world. So we can help them understand, is that a decision they'd like to make for themselves? But even past that, if they decide to keep a pregnancy, then what we can do is provide them parenting classes. We can provide them a mentor. We have material services we can give them. We have courses, almost 400 courses that we can offer from them, from anything from life skills, parenting. Do you need financial help to be able to balance a budget? Those kind of things. We have an immense amount of offerings. Our referral program is actually really large as well, and we can connect them with any service that they could need. If they need help with something, we can connect them with the person that they need help for. So really, it's a wraparound service to help them realize they're not alone in their pregnancy. They're not alone in this journey. They have help. They can find hope. And there's somebody who can find an answer for them that they don't know about.
You talk about services to parents, and that's really thinking past birth. Do you find that even in those who are in the early decision-making stage, that they're not really thinking if they're going to keep this child, hey, there's help here?
So we have lots of different programs here. So I think moms and dads come in really not understanding or knowing what we do. And the one thing I love is when I see mom and dads come in and they're in shock of all the things that are available to them. We love to be able to provide education. I think that's our biggest thing. When we can encourage and we can educate these moms and dads to be able to make their own decision, and then they know that they have help and support, it's huge. Because a lot of these moms and dads come in and they have no nobody to support them. They have nobody to really educate them on the different steps that they can take during this pregnancy. And so with our fatherhood project, I think it comes in as such a great tool to sharpen the dads, to give them empowerment, to teach them their role as a dad. They're a dad at this point. They just might not know it. And for moms, it gives us an opportunity to really dig into where they're at in life. How can we support them? Who in their lives come around to them to support them as well? And what can we do from that point? And we just want to be able to really walk life with them. I always say, as an advocate here at Birth Choice, I'm two things. I'm a bridge that I connect the mom and the child, or the mom to the resource, and then I walk that bridge with her side by side. We never let these moms go by themselves, and we want them to always know that. And I think a lot of women come in realizing how much support that they have, and I really truly believe. Oh yeah, thank you. I really truly believe that they come in scared and afraid, and then all of a sudden they see the hope, and a lot of it is in Jesus Christ. I really know that they see it. They might not know it, but they see Christ in us, working through us, and it just gives them real hope and power to be able to make that right decision.
Birth Choice Centers is a pregnancy resource center in Southwest Riverside County. Larry Brummel, Jessica Alexander, and Jeanette Chung are joining us on this episode of Growing on the Vine.
Larry, you're the other guy here at the table with us. And Jessica was just talking a minute ago about dads. And sometimes dads get kind of pushed to the back of this conversation. But dads really aren't in the back of this conversation. I would assume, can only assume, some moms with dads involved, some moms coming in with dads not involved. From a male perspective, in this arena, in this culture, pregnancy resources, how important is it for dads to be involved and for dads to know, hey, this, you can be involved here. Like, we really want you involved. Talk to me about dads and the importance in these decisions when it comes to pregnancy.
As you said, I think men are marginalized in the beginning. From experience going through this process in my past, the men have to communicate with the wives or with the mothers of these babies, secretly or not knowingly, looking for that support from the father of the child. And so with that, with the fatherhood program, we come alongside those guys. We come in and mentor with them. We walk them through the process, like Jessica spoke about. We have the opportunity to show them that they are who they are and what their role is in this situation. But it's a great opportunity to mentor alongside them and walk them through that and then show them their role in this process. And then the communication that they can offer to the mother of the child, which helps solidify her not knowing what to do or what voice that she's not hearing. And so it's an opportunity for those two to communicate together and walk through the process.
So everyone here at this table, the organization, so from Birth Choice Centers to here at The Vine, we're pro-life organizations. God has created us in His image. We are amazing miracles. Every single person is an amazing miracle of God, and we all have purpose. Not everyone in our nation, in our world, sees that. There are organizations that sometimes make this choice for us. Our culture almost takes God out of this. But at Birth Choice, God's really put back into the picture when it comes to pregnancy, when it comes to parenting, when it comes to miracles. Would that be fair to say?
That'd be very fair to say. I would say even though Birth Choice is a faith-based organization, anybody can come to us. In fact, we relish the opportunity to be able to show who we are. People walk through our doors sometimes, and they're in great distress, and we hear this over and over and over again at every one of our centers. I walked through the door, and I felt so much peace. There's something different here. Well, we know that's because we've bathed that place in prayer. We know that the Holy Spirit goes before us and is already ministering to the clients that we have that day because we've been praying for them, even the ones we don't even know are coming. Every day we bathe that center in prayer and all of the opportunities we have to minister. So part of the joy that we have is to be Jesus to them. They might not ever run into somebody who loves them as deeply as we have committed to loving them. These are people who are thinking that their only option to deal with a situation in life is we say end a pregnancy, but really it's to get rid of their child, and that's going to solve their problem, when it really actually creates an entire host of new problems for them. That is a journey that is very hard and delicate to walk through, because we have to love every single second of every single day. And that is a commitment that's made, and they feel that commitment when they walk in. When God is glorified in a process that we're doing, He is the one who's responsible for the outcome. So that's one of the things that we say differentiates from other services. Other services that are looking for a specific outcome, they don't encourage women to think through their processes. They have a financial outcome from whatever they decide. They're not really interested in how this woman's going to deal with ending her pregnancy in a later term. They're just not concerned about the father and what he's going to feel afterwards. They're just told that it's an easy process. Just do away with this pregnancy and you can move on with your life and live, and then you can plan being a parent later on. It just doesn't work like that. And we've seen over and over again that God being injected into the situation, those are His creation, they're His people, He knows them full well. We are going to be able to minister to them in the way that He tells us to minister to them, because they're unique creations. There's no like cookie cutter. We have ways that we do things that are, you know, systemized, but there's no cookie cutter person. And so we have to rely on the Holy Spirit giving us and empowering us to minister to them well and wisely. And it shows. It really does show in all the effort. It's a unique person that can do this ministry, because we deal with a lot of trauma and we deal with a lot of crisis, and we have to be able to see past the person in crisis to see what God is doing in their life to lead them to Him.
Let me go here for a minute. So Birth Choice Centers, and I think we were talking about it maybe as we were walking up the stairs. There are things that are offered at Birth Choice, and there are things that are not. And these are very direct and very clear. Walk me through those.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. And a lot of people call up Birth Choice not really knowing who we are. Again, you know, looking at the name Birth Choice, when we were just talking about this recently, the fact that when we have, you know, when we're walking down the street or something or at a store and somebody sees Birth Choice, they question, like, who is that? What do you do? And then we have the opportunity to tell them we're a life-affirming ministry. And it's wonderful. And to see tell me more about what you do. That being said, we do not refer for abortions, nor do we provide abortions. We do get women who call up and ask us if we do those services, and we do tell them the truth. We're like, no, sorry, this is not what we do. However, we would love to educate you on what we can do for you and allow you to make that decision for yourself and your family. So if these women come in, we sit them down, we educate them on the different areas of pregnancy. There could be an adoption in their life, there could be co-parenting, even marriage. You know, so many people today, so many of these, this generation is not looking to get married. A lot of them are trying to extend out and just wait. The more we keep hearing about these women who are waiting 5, 10 years, they're with their partner, and they're just not getting married. And so they can come in and we can have that discussion. Like I just did with this one lady the other day. They've been together for 4 years and they love each other. They're just not wanting to get married. She isn't, and she's hesitant because of trauma in her life. And so we were actually able to have that conversation with her and talk with her and say, you know, listen, let's walk through this. And she opened up things to me that she says she's never told anybody in her life. And it was beautiful. It was an opportunity to really chat with somebody. So I was very honored as a sister in Christ to talk with her about those things. And we just really are able to get down with these women and do life with them in a lot of ways, just beyond in just that advocacy room. So yeah, those are where we stand. And but we allow them to make the decision and walk that through with the Lord in their own time.
You talked about education and really letting people know about their options. And yeah, there's a lot of options. But when you say things that you might not have even thought of, adoption being one, and you had mentioned marriage being one. When you're in a traumatic situation, sometimes we don't look at those big pictures. And but it's really when you can sit down and talk to somebody who can say, hey, you know what? Did you think about this? Did you think about that? Are those conversations that you see happening quite often?
When a woman or a man comes into us to visit and talk and give us the honor to walk them through their trauma or their crisis at that specific moment of a decision being made, most of the time when they find out they're pregnant, it puts them immediately into a frightened state of, I don't know what my future is going to hold. How am I going to navigate this? And in trauma and crisis care, we're very well trained to realize that there's certain chemical responses in the brain that immediately set in, and it causes us not be able to think through things as clearly as we would like to because we're in a flight or fight mode. We want to help them to be able to get out of that mode to think clearly. So when we're in the midst of an immediate crisis with them, we're not talking about marriage. We're not talking about all. We're trying to help them get through the initial decision-making stage of what it is that they need right that moment. Those kind of conversations about marriage or adoption, well, adoption is discussed during the time that we have our advocacy, but if they're not interested any further in it, we don't push anything. Something that's very powerful to realize is that each of these people are children of God, whether they're following him or not, they deserve honor and respect. We do not force any decisions. We don't try to cajole a decision. We don't try to gear them towards what we think that they should do, because we think all babies should be saved, right? But they are the ones who have to make this decision for themselves. They're the ones who stand before God when their decision is made. And if anybody tries to push someone into a decision that they're not a party to and they really don't want to do it, I think that that's an abuse of power, and I think it's abuse spiritually over that person. That is their life. They have to deal with the consequences of their decisions. We're here to help guide them to truth, whether they accept or receive truth and whether they can conceive of what that looks like. That's a whole different story. And we try to have multiple times of speaking with them afterwards of that initial discussion. Once you open up an initial discussion with somebody, it gets their gears moving. It gets them thinking. And maybe it's not so big as they thought it was to begin with. Maybe it's not so scary as they thought it was, because now they've talked to another woman. Us as women, we need women to talk to. We're very big talkers, as most men know. And if we have another woman sitting with us, just sharing that space, helping us to think through something, it helps alleviate a lot of those fears and concerns. So I just wanted to touch on that from the crisis and trauma level. All of our team is very well trained. I require a lot of extensive training in trauma and crisis because we're seeing vast, bigger crises and more trauma than we've ever seen doing this ministry. I've been doing this 10 years with Birth Choice, and the stuff we're seeing now is so magnanimous compared to what it was before. A lot of it isn't always so simple as, well, just keep your baby. There are massive issues going on in their lives that got them to the point where they are. And it's just not that simple for them sometimes. So it's helping them walk through, seeing the services we provide, helping the dad become attached to that mom, and walking them through that process of being able to think every single step through, knowing that there is an answer somewhere.
There is maybe a talking point from organizations that really are not in favor of pregnancy resource centers, will say, oh, you know what, they just want to hijack your decision. They have a goal in mind. They're going to lead you to where they want to be. They really want to force an outcome out of this. And that doesn't seem to be at all what pregnancy resource centers and birth choice centers specifically. That's not the outcome that you really are looking to lead these conversations. Talk to me a little bit about that talking point that gets pushed against pregnancy resource centers and how it's just not true.
You know, if I can say that we'll see a lot of the abortion clinics actually pushing their agenda, and that is one thing we absolutely do not do. We want them to see that God is a gentleman, and he gives them their own free will. And so who are we to push our agenda or our ideologies onto them, where I don't know where they're at? I don't know what God has in store for them. So for staff and for volunteers, our goal is just to love them, to educate them, to give them hope as far as some direction, because a lot of these women come in and they're without anything. I just had a lady come in who was trafficked, literally just came out of the lifestyle within less than a week. And she was in such need and she was in such despair, but she saw that Christ was was here at the center. And it was so beautiful because we were able to give her help and direction in her life. And she was able to make the best decisions for herself. And that's what we're here for. Whether that could just be a glass of water and showing Christ, or that could mean hours of sitting with her, giving her the resources that she's needing to make that best decision for her and her family. And that is our ultimate goal, to just love on these women and give them what Jesus would give them and never hold back.
Birth Choice Centers is a pregnancy resource center in Southwest Riverside County. And Larry, Jessica, and Jeanette are joining us on this episode of Growing on the Vine. Larry, I want to come to you for a minute. Outreach and events. Birth Choice is involved in a lot of outreach in events. And to me, it feels like that's important that people get an opportunity to see that this organization exists outside of their trauma time, outside of that moment when they need it. But Birth Choice is involved in the community, and we see Birth Choice around. How important is it for an organization like Birth Choice to be involved in the community and for others to be involved in Birth Choice through the community? Talk to me a little bit about that.
I think, first of all, that the community needs to know that pregnancy resource centers actually just exist, that we're there to help the community, and that our services that we offer are all free. We meet them where they're at. And so our outreach is going to different churches, to set up at Chamber of Commerce functions, to mental health or any kind of health fairs. So we get the word out. We set out an information table, and we offer all our pamphlets and flyers and every reason that we exist, just to get the word out, just to let people know that we are here, that there is a bastion of hope and light and truth for them when they do come in. And so it could be from a grandmother that just knows that their grandchild is, life is at stake because decisions need to be made. And so, again, outreach for us is just to let the population know that we're here for them, and that light and that truth is there to offer to them when they come in.
There are some events that are coming up. There are some annual events that Birth Choice participates in and hosts. Talk to me about some of the events that are on the calendar, maybe some that are regular on the calendar that people could participate in or that they should be looking for.
We have a golf tournament coming up May 10th out in Palm Desert. And then our annual gala, which is our big, we pull all the stops out for our annual gala. So that's going to be July 27th out at Pechanga. All our donations, we're a nonprofit, so the only way we survive is through the donations of the community. These annual fundraisers help keep the doors open on a consistent basis, to help pay the electrical bills of our brick and mortars, but also to reach out and outreach to other churches and just the lifeblood of keeping us running and open.
Birth Choice Centers is a pregnancy resource center in Southwest Riverside County. Larry Brummel, Jessica Alexander, and Jeanette Chung are joining us on this episode of Growing on the Vine. You had mentioned a few minutes ago that you want the community to know that pregnancy resource centers exist, they are here, but then you mentioned a word and you said resources are free. But resources still have a cost to them. Talk to me again about the resources and the importance of them being free, but there is a cost to them. Connect those for me if you could.
Like I said, our resources are material assistance, diapers, formula, clothing, anything a baby needs up to the age of two, we supply to a client that comes in. They can come in once a month and receive all these items for free. The cost of that is that we need the donations to support that system, to support what we've done.
what's really important to realize is that we say it's no cost to our clients. But as you so eloquently said, there is a cost. Nothing is free. We can't pay our staff. We can't pay our rent. We can't pay our insurances. Everything has a cost to it. And we've all decided to work in this nonprofit world that is incumbent upon people believing in what we do, how we do it, gaining a heart for the challenges that our clients have, and pouring into the services that we do. We look at it this way. God has assigned us to this work, but he assigned us to this work to be the hands and the feet of the people who can't be assigned to this work. So in an effort to minister well and rightly to the populace or the communities that we are planted in, we ask the other people, in your financial gain, please consider us as the person that can do the work you really want done, but you aren't assigned to that work. So as an extension of yourself, if you can pour your finances into us doing the work of this ministry, we will honor that and we will do very well in providing the services necessary. We believe that it needs to be no cost to our clients whatsoever. We don't accept any government funding. We're just about to enter into some grant space, and that's been difficult to walk through as well because those are very heavy to create a grant and have it be monitored. That takes a lot of manpower that we just didn't have for quite some time. So every single thing has a cost, but out of the abundance of our hearts of ministry, we want to not charge any of our clients for the cost of that. We would like to ask the community to believe in us in such a way that they love what we're doing, and they will then incur the cost of that.
And Larry, you both use the term clients. To our clients, what does it take for somebody to become a client?
Chris, anybody can become a client. You know, everybody is in different situations. We don't ever look at somebody financially as to where they're at. If the Spirit leads them over to us, then there's a reason. You know, sometimes we'll even get people who maybe their husbands just lost their job. I mean, we just went through COVID and we're seeing the difficulties people are having right now in life. And so I can just tell you right now, we have increased our numbers just for material assistance for almost 30 to 40% in just since the last year. It's huge. And so people are really needing help. And so I want them to be able to come in, get the assistance they're needing, but never sit there and put a price tag on it. And if I can tell you as an advocate and as a center director there, there is nothing more to me. I love seeing these moms and dads come into our center. And because of the donors and because of their generosity, we can overfill these bags. Like we have these beautiful bags that we send out, these plastic bags, and our goal is to be able to fill them. Right now, unfortunately, we're at this time where it's getting more and more challenging. However, I know that God is providing and we see it. You know, we will have our prayer meeting in the morning. We'll pray about, hey, Lord, we're needing size 6 diapers or we're out of something. And then all of a sudden, it shows up. So for us, it's just making sure these moms and dads can get what they need. And we know for sure that God is going to provide that at all times.
Larry, Jessica, and Jeanette are from Birth Choice Centers. And join us this episode on Growing on the Vine. If a mom comes in, makes the choice for life, this is now a client who you're going to walk through. And it's more than just counseling. Now, as an organization, we're here to support you, not just through this decision, but then also afterwards with material. But would it be fair to say that even parents right now who are walking in the door for the first time and need assistance, that Birth Choice can provide assistance for them as well?
Absolutely. So again, we go up for material assistance up to the age of 2, and then they have the opportunity to take the classes, those Earn While You Learn classes that Jeanette had talked about, that there's 400 classes plus that they can take to earn diapers, wipes, maybe a brand new high chair or a brand new playpen, whatever that looks like. Yeah, they're able to get just an array of things when they come in. And
I think I'd like to say that anybody can become a client. It doesn't matter who you are, what situation you're in. You could be an aunt. You can be an uncle. If you have care of a child that you need a support and assistance with, we'll take care of you. I think some of the other options that are available to people, if we have a client that even after talking with us, they felt like I can't go through with this pregnancy, and they decided termination was their choice. They're not, they don't have to be done with us, because not everybody who goes through a termination is okay after it. That's a lie, and it's not true. People don't just shout their abortion. There are women who are very deeply disturbed and upset by what they chose, and sometimes they deeply regret it afterwards because it's undoable. And once all of the flooding of the emotion comes through and the next week happens, they think, oh my gosh, I don't know what I just did. It was made in a moment of crisis. They didn't take the time to really all the way walk through that crisis moment. It takes anywhere from 72 hours to, 3 to 5 days to really walk through a major crisis to get through the emotional process to think clearly. And so that's what we try to provide for them. If they do have, if they did terminate, we want them to come back so that we can help them. Because we have actually a something called Forgiven and Set Free, and it's an abortion healing program. And we don't want them to suffer that alone. We want them to see that God is still in the midst of every single thing we do, and He can bring healing to their hearts. Did they make a mistake that's just to most of our Christian community is like, oh my gosh, how that's just the most horrific mistake. But they made it. So who's going to minister to them then? There's a no judgment zone. We cannot sit there in judgment over them. So no matter what they choose, we have a resource available for them. And we want them to come and avail themselves of that. We have very highly skilled and trained advocates that can manage to deal with almost anything that's brought to us. In fact, sex trafficking is actually one of those things that's coming to us a lot right now. And that's a major issue that's going on in our area. But even that we have resources for. So there's nothing that we can't find a resource for. If we don't have the resource, we will hook them up with who does. So no matter what you need, if it's a family-oriented situation, if you have children, you had a previous abortion, you're affected because you're the grandma and you can't handle the fact that your granddaughter had an abortion, or you don't know how to manage her single parenting decision, we can come and talk to us about that because we have expertise in walking people through. We're here to be a resource to the community to help them get through any family decision that they're making so that they have hope and help in the end. And that's really the end result.
If there is a listener who right now is in that position where this is a decision that I wasn't expecting to have to make and I don't know where to go, what's that conversation? What is it that you are telling that person right now that's in the car, that's at home, that's listening to this somewhere? I don't know what to do. What do I do?
Chris, you know, there, in our eyes for as Birth Choice, we just want the best for her. And we know that there can be a lot of challenging situations coming up, or maybe what she's been through in the past, but we want to let her know, and even the dad as well, because he's going through it as well, to know that we are here for them, that we will walk that entire road with them. They can come in as often as they want. They're going to find love where maybe they've never in their life experienced that. And that is one thing that we are always sure of when they walk through that door, and that we will continue to just show them hope and be able to guide them with the resources that they're needing, no matter what that is. And like Jeanette had talked about the grief and loss class, if for some reason they had or did decide to go down that route, we are fully there for them, no matter what the cost, just to be able to just love on them and give them direction. And so that's what we're here for.
Yeah. And as a lot of our advocates have had the experience of unplanned pregnancy. I myself was a teen pregnant mom. I understand the fear. I understand the trepidation. I understand the inability to not see your future and what it can hold. And it's amazing what can happen in a year. And that's really what we would like to help them to see. One, they need to hear they are loved. They are deeply loved. There is no decision that they need to make immediately right now. Just because it's scary doesn't mean you can't calm down a little bit and hold off, make a decision when you're not so afraid. Whenever we make a decision in fear, that decision always ends up having problematic outcomes. I'm not saying the right decision can't be made when you're in fear, but usually we aren't always as clear as we need to be to realize what the outcome and the future of that decision is going to hold for us. there is deep abiding love in our God for each and every one of them. He wants to help them. He wants to let us help them. And if anybody is pressuring them into a decision that they don't want to make, that is absolutely unacceptable and they should not accept such a thing. Find someone to help you. And that is our message all the time. We are here to support, we are here to love, and we are here to pour out God's love upon them. They are deeply loved.
Birth Choice Centers is a pregnancy resource center in Southwest Riverside County, and Larry, Jessica, and Jeanette are joining us on this episode of Growing on the Vine. I want to come back to something. I think we were going down this road earlier, but if we're looking at support, when a pregnancy is terminated, there doesn't seem to be a lot of support on from any of the providers, any of the organizations that are in favor of this. Would it be fair to say that maybe you kind of feel like you're left on your own to manage this emotionally? Do you find that?
Yeah, I see a lot of young women come in and they're scared. They don't have support. They are even ashamed. You know, we get Christian girls coming in who regularly go to church. You know, one out of three women, or in general, people have been affected by an abortion. And so we want to be able to allow these women to come in, not feel judged, and know that they have somebody to talk to, because a lot of times, Chris, they don't. They're scared to tell their friends, their best friends, even their boyfriends sometimes. So they come in alone. And so we are able to give them an opportunity to chat with somebody about some of those deepest, darkest secrets. And I love being able to be on the other end of that table. I'm honored to actually hear what some of these women have to say and to be able to walk life through them with some of these decisions that they make.
The industry that provides these abortion services is an industry that almost like a transactional situation. You came in, you paid for an abortion, we gave you your abortion, but the world says abortion's not supposed to be a problem. So why would they have services afterwards for a woman who is having a hard time with an abortion that she had, when the world says there's no such thing as somebody having a problem with it? It's just being unpregnant. It's just removing the abortion. In fact, it should be liberating you. It should be setting you free. So they can't admit that there's a problem with women having a problem with their abortions, because then they would have to admit abortion's a problem. And it does cause concern for some women. Some women say they've never been affected by it. It was the greatest thing they ever did in their lives. I have a hard time believing that, because now I see hardness of heart. So that tells me that there's a detachment from the human self, that they don't understand the value of their own humanity and their children's humanity, and that whatever was going on in their life was more important at that time than their own child. And that can be something that's very valuable to a person. The majority that we see are women who've had such a hard time. After it was all over, they're in the midst of deep emotion. I mean, you can't go through that process, have all the hormones coming out of you now, and dealing with something that wasn't naturally happening to your body, and not go through an emotive process. There is no resource for them afterwards. They're given a bag with some medication if it's necessary, and they're told to take a rest for a few days and they'll be fine. But if the abortion industry admits that it causes certain women harm, then they have to admit that abortions are harmful.
And they don't want to do that.
And they will not do that, because it goes against this feminist ideology that women should be able to do anything they want to do without consequence, which is complete rebellion and it's totally abhorrent. There are consequences to every single action we take. And if we do not recognize the fact that consequences come from our decisions, there is no decision that's just everybody should be able to do whatever they want to do because it's right for them. That's complete. That's a complete double standard to what they're trying to say, that we have to be beholden to everything they say we're supposed to be beholden to. We're not allowed to say what we say, but they're allowed to think whatever they want to think, right? So it's a complete double standard for that.
Would it be fair to say, if somebody has been through, you've been through abortion, you really need to talk to somebody, you really want to talk to somebody, that you can come to Birth Choice Centers and talk to somebody shame-free? Possible?
Absolutely. There is no shame. Listen, we all have sin, and we have all fallen short of the glory of God. I know in my life what got me to be a teen pregnant mom. That was a shameful existence at that time, right? But God doesn't care. He cares about grabbing your heart and taking you out of that darkness. If the enemy has a hold of someone's mind and he has deceived them into thinking that his ideology that he's expressed in this world is the only way that they have to live, we are supposed to be the light that shines in that darkness and shows a way of love. When death is found, life is the only option to be able to bring help and hope to that dead space. God is the God of life. He is the God of hope, and he is the God of love. Period. End of story. He is the one that's going to come in and create help in their hearts, give them back their lives, give them back hope, help them to see a future and a hope for themselves and their children. They can start fresh and anew with Jesus.
Larry Brummel, Jessica Alexander, and Jeanette Chung are from Birth Choice Centers and join us on this episode of Growing on the Vine. I want to go here, and I just got two more questions and I'll let you guys go. So as Christians, this is a big deal. It should be a big deal to us. Preserving life and recognizing that everyone is here on purpose. In our culture, though, would it be safe to say or fair to say that we know what we should be promoting, but there's a right way and a wrong way to do it? Can you talk to the wrong way to stand up as a pro-life advocate that could do more harm than good?
This is what I'm going to say, and I really don't say this as judgment to any other brothers and sisters that believe that this is the right way. I'm going to say this from experience, from the people that we've talked to and have come to our doors and told us how these experiences affected them. There are people out there that will stand on a corner with a blowhorn and scream at the women, "Murderer, murderer," as they're walking in. Do I ever think I'm actually going to go talk to that person? Is that a safe person for me at the moment of a decision that is so incredible and I'm in so much distress? I'm going to talk to somebody who's screaming these words at me and seems very terrifying to me. I'm already scared enough. I think that those kind of situations, if I've seen people say that they were helped by somebody who was showing signs and they held up signs that says this is a baby, abortion is murder. I'm hearing from people that sometimes that did help them. It shocked them into knowing, well, what are they talking about? I didn't know this. But there needs to be love in every single action and activity that we take. If we are not love, we do not know God, because God is love. And anyone who loves is born of God and he knows God. We are supposed to know God so intimately and deeply that our ministry is to pour out his love towards other people. Is love stern and strong sometimes? Yes, it is. Does love require consequences to decisions? Yes, it does. But that doesn't mean we sit there and have harsh judgments. We walk in anger. We have hostility towards people who are making decisions that might be very abhorrent to us, but they're obviously in a space where they think that that might be an appropriate decision for them. They just don't know. And sometimes, even in the church, we have heard story after story of families, because they have a church, they're a church family, and they're the church family that's supposed to be the great one, and they're going to go on a missions trip. This is a true story that I heard. Girl was going to go on a missions trip. They're the pastor, the missions pastor's daughter. She ends up pregnant. The parents take her to the abortion clinic to get an abortion because they can't be seen having a daughter who's supposed to go on this massive missions trip for a year that they've saved all this money for, and they can't stand the shame of what has happened. So their daughter has to have that abortion because the church can't know. There is no lovingness. There's no kindness. There's no godliness in that. It is a horrific thing to do such a thing. And so I think the church needs to get the understanding that the pastors are the shepherds. They are in charge of taking care of the image of God, and the image of God is also in that pregnancy. It's not a political issue. It's not a political situation. And that's actually another manipulation that I've seen the world do that's very harmful to the cause of pro-life. They tell their congregants, this is a political issue and we're going to stay out of it. So there's no messaging on what is abortion. Why is it not something that we should be doing? How is that a standard in our faith statement? Who are we as the body of Christ interacting with this situation? So where are they left to go to find their information? They're YouTube, Google. Here's a place that talks about abortion over here. We're going to take on their ideology because the pulpit has been silent, because they took it on as a political issue and their 501c3 says they're not allowed to do political things. That's not the truth. We are constantly talking about abortion. It is not absconded to the political world. It is a faith-based matter because these are God's children and we're here to protect them.
How can someone in the community or even another organization, maybe a church, how can somebody get involved to support birth choice centers?
Boy, there are a myriad of ways to get involved with pregnancy resource centers, volunteers. We need hands and feet at the centers, not only at the centers, but at the liaisons for churches that, again, just to get the word out, just to get let people know that we are here. One of the sayings I hear a lot from our volunteers is, oh, I just fold clothes. That's the farthest from the truth, because you're there serving not only humanity, but you're in service to our Lord Jesus Christ in everything we do at the centers. To get more involved, they can fold clothes, they can become an advocate, they can pray. We have a prayer team at work at our corporate office that meets every week, and just we need more mouths to pray. Financially, we need donations. We need to keep the doors open. We need to expand. We need to get the word out of who we are and what we do and how we do it.
Larry, let me ask you, if somebody wants to financially contribute or become a financial partner with Birth Choice, how would somebody go about doing so?
We have a website, friendsofbcc.org. They can get in there and look, and there's a tab on how to donate. They can come into our centers. They can come into our corporate office and financially help us there.
Larry, Jessica, and Jeanette are from Birth Choice Centers, and join us this episode on Growing on the Vine. Where are the centers? Like physically, where's our brick and mortar locations at?
Our brick and mortars are Temecula, Hemet, and Palm Desert. We also have a mom and baby boutique secondhand store, done very nice, at our Lake Elsinore location off of Main Street. We also have a mobile unit that is also equipped with an ultrasound machine, and we're using that as the medical center for our Lake Elsinore Center. So we'll be able to refer them to there and get the medical needs met at that location.
Our mobile unit is something that's a really powerful tool. So I love that you brought that up, Larry. Right now it needs refurbishment. And so if there's one thing that people can do for us right now is help us get that mobile medical unit back up and running to such a degree that we can start housing our services through there again. We just found a new place to park it. We're so excited. But we need people to come in and help us not only get it refurbished, but keep it maintained. And we need RNs. We have RNs and RDMSs, and if you're one of those, you know what that is. If you don't know what that is, you're not one of them. But we need them to be able to not only do advocacy on the mobile unit, but we need them to be able to do the ultrasounds as well. And those two are skilled in their trade to be able to do so. That is going to be a very powerful tool, especially in the Lake Elsinore area, to provide them insight and have a place for women to go to do what our brick and mortars can on a much smaller scale. But that's also a primary care medical clinic. So there's a lot more we can do with it if we find the right people to be able to help us keep that ministry going. We have an opportunity for something that is so incredible that God gave us last year. Somebody has literally donated their house to us. I can't tell you where it is right now, but we took it and said, okay, Lord, we don't know how we're going to fund this, but we have an opportunity to house some of our moms in that house. And we're building the programs right now in order to make that happen. But that funding that's a pretty big penny. I mean, we're talking like $150,000 for a year, and that's a drop in the bucket for some person. They could just write the check for that in one shot, right? So I think that there are so many opportunities to be able to interact with us, not only financially, but we need help with our events. Are you skilled at running an event? Come help us. be in charge of helping run the event so my center directors and people can not have to do be the ones running them, and we can hand it off to you and they can be about the work of the ministry instead of running an event. So there are so many opportunities that are, it's a vast array of opportunities. I will say something that Larry touched on that is so vital. If we are not spiritually covered, we deal in a ministry that is incredibly heavy with spiritual attack. We need the covering of the Lord. We need the covering of our brothers and sisters. Get involved with our prayer team. If you can do nothing else, pray for us. We are up against darkness that is incredible darkness. Pray for us.
You know, Jeanette, absolutely, that is something that's really important, and we've seen the spiritual battle with it. And one of the things I want to also add, Chris, is the fact that we have a new program, praise God for this one, which is called the APR, for the Abortion Pill Reversal. And it's a blessing. So for those listeners who have no clue as to what it is, I want to let you know. The Abortion Pill Reversal is an opportunity for a woman who has taken the first abortion pill amongst two, within the first 24 to 48 hours, sometimes even they're finding 72 hours, but normally in that first window, that if they've taken the abortion pill, they can come in and see us. They would call up the 1-800 number that we have or just call us directly, and they're able to call us to get progesterone. The progesterone itself is healthy and safe for the pregnancy, for the woman, and can actually reverse the side effects of the abortion pill of the abortion pill. And we have had, to my knowledge, and recommend, what is it, 16 women right now who've come through our program?
18.
And how many saved again?
14, I believe now.
14. Like, what a blessing, Chris. 14 babies have been saved because of prayer, bathed in prayer, and the ability to be able to have progesterone, which is nothing new for a pregnancy, to a woman to have, you know, to take this. And so I just want to just put this out there as well. We're needing nurses to be able to be on call for that as well. We have an amazing group of women right now who are on call, but not enough. And we are getting more and more calls because the word is out there. So if there's anybody listening who maybe even just in the last few minutes walked out of one of these clinics, or maybe even within the last 24 to 48 hours is needing help, we want to be able to help you and walk alongside of you. And if you're a nurse, I'm begging, I'm praying that you would come in and give your services to Birth Choice to be able to help out, because it's definitely needed.
Absolutely. And I think the main component that we want everybody to know is that because we're a faith-based organization, we do require that the people who work with us understand who the Lord is, and they're able to understand what it means to walk in the Holy Spirit to give help to people. So we have a faith-based standard, but that doesn't mean that if you're like a nurse or an LVN or somebody like that, it's not that we wouldn't want your help. It's just that because we believe that God is the author and the finisher of all things, we need Him to be guiding us. And so we require that everybody who comes to us is in a part of our family, of our kingdom family, and they are able to be a guide to the women in righteousness. And so that's what we're looking for, women who are filled with the Spirit, they're powered by God, and they can give wise and good counsel to the women that we serve.
Larry, Jessica, and Jeanette are from Birth Choice Centers, and join us this episode on Growing on the Vine. Larry, what did we miss?
In the area of grief and loss, towards the end of this past year, we've actually had, it's not only just for the women who have gone through an abortion in their past, but we had an opportunity to go face to face with the men that have been involved in abortions in their past. We had 7 men in our first class that went through, and I have to tell you, it was the most moving thing in my life. Men, as we said before, are pushed off to the side. But for every abortion, there's a man involved. Whether he knew about it or didn't know about it, the scars still run deep. And that healing has to happen. So we've created a program, an annual or biannual program that we're going to have, where men can also receive that faith and forgiveness in their lives and peel back that brick wall that we've built up inside ourselves to find forgiveness and to lose the shame. That's all I'd have to say.
having a organization that remembers that men are part of this too. And I think you're right. We started out the conversation saying that men are pushed to the side in this arena. But guys, there's something out there for you. And that's really important. Jessica, what did we miss today?
I think we really touched on everything, in my opinion. Just reminding the listeners just how much God loves them, no matter what. And if for some reason, maybe you or somebody you know is experiencing a pregnancy that was a crisis or not planned, just know that we are here to help. We have wonderful men and women are ready to just walk by your side and just love you through every moment of it. And if there's one thing that I haven't mentioned yet, it's the fact that when men and women walk through our doors, they are part of our family. Not only our donors, not only our staff and volunteers, but our clients truly are family to us. And we look at them and love them every step of the way.
Jeanette, what did we miss today?
I think we touched on everything that Birth Choice does, but there is a underlying factor to Birth Choice that is not really logistical or a project or a program. And it's the fact that we as the body need to stand up for truth. We need to fight against this culture of death and this ideology that's going on in our world today. We no longer can be a fence sitter. We have to choose a side. We're either walking in righteousness or we're not. We're either walking in the light or we're walking in the dark. There is no middle ground. You're either lukewarm or he spits you out of his mouth, right? And I'm not trying to be overemphasizing this. We are in a very dark space right now where everyone can see the evil around them. They can see the darkness encroaching. What we need to remember is that we are the light. We are the light in Christ, and we are meant to shine up on a hill. So if any of us, in fact, all of our center directors, we all go through a very, and all of our staff, I mean, we all go through this process of reassessing who we are right now. Where are we in our faith? Are we being as shined up as we need to be? Are we holding things back that the Lord would like to deliver us from personally or allow us to have be that open vessel that he can flow through? People are lost and dying in this world right now. We have the answer. Jesus is the answer. He is the only one that's going to be able to save. We need to be a light on a hill, shouting that from the rooftops in a loving way that expresses our life out. There is no more time to sit on the fence. If you're thinking, I can do it next year, you may not have next year. You must do what God is telling you to do right now. You answer the call of God on your life and you don't fear. God is not going to bring you and draw you into a ministry or an objective that he's just going to leave you in and you're going to be left behind with no resources. That's what we've learned doing this ministry. God is in the midst of every single detail of this ministry. There is no stone that's left unturned, and we are undone by this ministry. It has brought our faith and our walk to such a degree that the reliance upon him is complete. Like, there is nothing we can do about some of these circumstances. The pain that these people go through is unbelievable and immense, and we don't have an answer. We have to go pray for an answer sometimes. Everybody is supposed to be involved in life-saving work. It's the object point of being a Christian. We have life. We are to give life to people who are dead. And God can bring them to himself through that life. And that's what Birth Choice is all about.
It's because of ministries like Birth Choice that families in Southwest Riverside County have hope. There is somebody that they can turn to. And it's not simply just hope and help to make a decision. It's help and hope for a family. You can listen to this episode and all of our episodes of Growing on the Vine on our podcast. Just search for Growing on the Vine on any podcast platform. We are on all of them. And be sure to catch our episodes Saturday and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on 102.5 The Vine FM.